This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. After the U.S. carried out strikes in Iraq and Syria on Friday in response to a drone strike that killed three U.S. military service members in Jordan, U.S. President Joe Biden released a statement saying, quote, "Our response began today. It will continue at times and places of our choosing. The United States does not seek conflict in the Middle East or anywhere else in the world. But let all those who might seek to do us harm know this. If you harm an American, we will respond." U.S. military forces struck more than 85 targets in Iraq and Syria with numerous aircraft, to include long-range bombers flown from the United States. The facilities that were struck included command and control operations centers, intelligence centers, rockets and missiles, unmanned aerial vehicle storages, and logistics and munition supply chain facilities of, quote, militia groups and their IRGC sponsors who facilitated attacks against U.S. and coalition forces. The UN's top court says it does have jurisdiction to rule on a request by Ukraine for a declaration that Kyiv is not responsible for genocide. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Joan Donoghue, president of the ICJ, says Russia hadn't produced any evidence regarding Ukraine's alleged abuse of process. The ruling comes in a case filed by Ukraine alleging that Moscow used trumped-up claims of genocide to justify its invasion nearly 2 years ago. The ICJ, however, said it didn't have jurisdiction in two other aspects of Ukraine's case: claims that Russia's invasion violated the 1948 Genocide Convention and that Moscow's recognition of two breakaway republics in eastern Ukraine also amounted to a breach of the convention. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow The Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And you'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. After months of work, Senate negotiators have reached a deal on a border policy bill. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The bipartisan agreement on overhauling the asylum system paves the way for Senate leaders to now start working on convincing Congress to pass a broader national security package with funding for Ukraine, Israel, immigration, and other needs. That's an uphill fight. While senators are getting ready for a test vote on the package next week, Republicans in both the Senate and House have balked at border security policy compromises, with likely GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump a vocal opponent. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Cuban President Miguel Diaz-Canel has removed the country's economy minister following a delay in recently announced measures to increase the prices of fuel and transportation. State media is reporting that the Council of State, which is under the president's leadership, appointed Central Bank President Joaquin Alonso Vasquez to replace Alejandro Gil, the outgoing economy minister. The move comes days after the government put on hold an increase in gasoline prices planned for February 1st, saying a cyber attack from outside the communist-run island nation had prevented its implementation. Germans endured yet another day of strikes on Friday. Bus and tram stations across the country came to a halt as 90,000 transport workers were called on to walk off the job. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
The 24-hour strike was called by labor union Verdi in all federal states except Bavaria. It's the latest in a series of industrial actions that have hit the country's transport sector in recent weeks and disrupted millions of commuters and travellers. Verdi said it had demanded better working conditions. It wants new measures brought in, including reduced working hours and more holiday entitlement. The latest action comes a day after security staff went on strike at 11 German airports. That led to more than 1,000 flight cancellations and affected 200,000 passengers, according to Airports Association ADV. Germany also saw farmer strikes last month, with tractors blocking roads in protest at subsidy cuts.
Francis McGuire from Reuters. The UN Food Agency says it has received reports of people dying from starvation in Sudan, where raging fighting between rival generals is hampering the distribution of aid and food supplies to those most hungry. The 10 months of clashes between the Sudanese military, led by General Abdel Fattah Burhan, and the Rapid Support Forces, a powerful paramilitary group commanded by General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, has decimated vast swaths of the northeastern African country. The conflict erupted last April in the capital, Khartoum, and quickly spread to other areas of the country. World Food Program said that some 18 million people across Sudan currently face acute hunger, with the most desperate trapped behind the front lines of the conflict. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.